Thank you, everyone, for being with us today for my similar person and your kind words as well. Only continue to share only simplest with each other. Let's hope now to discover the answers to our questions, which we had at the end of Shia last time. Let us explain what the questions were. It's all to do with Rashi on Daf Dalet on the base. Rashi is explaining why the Nasuk, the action of Reuven going ahead to Shimon's wine and stirring it, mixing it around the Kavon and Shem Avodah Zarah, meaning turning it into Yain Nesach. That's called, he's now damaged that, because he's made the Osir Amar. He has to pay damage payment. That's how Rashi explained the Nasuk. We have the questions on that, because this concept of Manasseh being damage payments comes out in Shas three times, one in Baba Kama, one in Gittin, one in Chulin. And in Gittin, it describes Manasseh over there, by the Morim, there's the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. What exactly did Reuven do to Shimon's wife? When he says Manasseh, what did he do? So Rav Taka says he did what Rashi described in our Baba Kama Kana, he actually physically turned it into Issa Hanar Yaines. That's what Rav explains in Gittin. He actually explains it in that fashion. But there's another opinion in the Gemara Gittin and Shmuel who says, no, that's not what Manasseh meant. That's not the damage of Manasseh. Manasseh was done in the damage was done in a different way. What was the other way? That Reuven came along and had already made Yaineser. Not that he made it, yeah, he had nine less of wine in his possession, and he took that and poured it into Shimon's good wine, and he damaged, therefore, Shimon's wine from the fact that he mixed Issa Hanar into his wine. That's also, you damaged it. That's Shimon's opinion. So the question we had, other face question we had, is why when Rashi is explained in us, in Baba Kama, he only chooses one of the opinions to describe it. Rav's opinion, not Shmuel's opinion. That was our basic question. So Rashi himself answered that. In Baba Kama, he says, you know why I don't say Shmuel's opinion? The reason why I don't say Shmuel's opinion of mixing in bad wine into good wine, I don't say that, because that's not called damaging. Why? Because yeah, he can still use it. What can he do with it? He can sell it to a goy, just for the value of his good wine. He's still got good wine there, just it's can't drink it because it's mixed together bad. Just sell the good wine for its good wine value, which is still there. So instead it should be sold for 120, which is his wine, $100. 20 plus the Yain Nesser should be really together $120 value. Go to the guy and say, don't pay, give me 120, give me 100, and he gets $100. And therefore, Shimon hasn't lost anything, even though I poured bad wine into, even Reuven poured bad wine into Shimon's good wine, he didn't take any monetary value away from it, because he can still set the boy for the original value. So therefore, that's why Rashi says, I can't be talking about, because we're talking about damages. That's not damage. What damage? Not for the damage, because he can sell it for the same value. That was Rashi's answer, why he chose that shot out of the two. Problem we had with that was is that when the Rashi describes the words, then another damage that took place in Baba Kama. Madama. What's Madama? Madama is, you take somebody's cooking, and you put shrubber into it. And you're damaging it, because now he can't eat it, because he's in Israel, can't eat shrubber. Rashi says, that's called damages. And Rashi says, he can still sell it to Cohen, and if he hasn't damaged it, because he can still sell it for the value of the original value. So Rashi says, you can't get the original value, because the market is now less. It's only the Kohen can buy it. There's less demand, the value's gone down, and therefore talking, he's damaged his pocket. Before he could get it to $100, now, because the market has gone down, because he can now only sell it to Kohen, it's only worth $80. You can only get $80. You tuck it by putting sugar, you've taken money away from him. You damaged. So now we're left with us, which Akharim will ask. So why therefore did you reject small pshat of pouring yain nesach into his good wine? You rejected it. He said it's not damaged. Because he can still have said, no, he's still damaged it. Because even though he can sell it, it's going to be cheaper because only goyim can buy it. It's a smaller market. That is the question we had on Rashi. What's the difference between yain nesach that you have to make it all asav Allah? It can't be pouring good into bad into good. But when it comes to Madama, you say you can't be pouring, so to speak, bad into good. Because that is considered damage. Make up your minds, is pouring bad into good considered damage? Because you're taking value from his pocket? Well, not considered bad into good. It's not considered damage. That was our question. So, let us try and answer this question. Yes. Now we're saying that it's not true. We see from the way you explained the tumor into Hulin that you can't get its original value, so should be this fact. By pouring yain nesach into his good wine, you shouldn't be able to get the original back. So you've got technical answers, bigger markets. Okay. If that's the last resort, would actually say maybe that's the answer. This is like a technical answer because maybe it depends. Maybe the goyish market is not too impressed with the Jewish wine and therefore may not be the value. Yeah, so it's all to do with technicality. We want to get an answer that's not just a technical answer, which will depend on the tzias on every case we have to draw. We have to want to get a broad answer, which is a be'etzem answer. Mahus answer. There's something different between yayin nesach pouring and pouring in tum into medama pouring. Pouring tum into chulin is a different type of setup from pouring yain nesach into good wine. Wanting that type of answer, then we're not limited to scenarios and checking up if does it fit into them. So that's the type of answer we want to face. So the last result we say answer. Yes, Avi. You can't attack the Mizama. Having attack on the Mizama, if you're ready, the Chumah. Shulman's poured into the chulin, and now no one can eat it besides Kohanim, and it can't get back to the situation where it allows other people to eat it, because you can't be shol on your neighbor to say it's no longer Shulman, because if you do that, you turn it to tevil. So turning it to tevil. So how do you turn it to tevil? You make things just as bad. Tevil and Shulman are both problematic. Having tevil in your good chulin is no better, if not even worse, than having tumor in your good school. Yeah. So, Shalom Major won't help you. Okay. So, let's try and answer something. Mahus is some sort of difference in setup in understanding damaging when Yain Nesach pouring into good wine or tumor pouring into chulin. So, let's try and understand. So, Rashi and Dafhe, let's go to that. Rashi, this is really the Pesach. So our understanding this is that Rashi in Daf Hey, if you go down to the Rashi Manasseh, it's in line with the Tosis Dibura, beginning of the line of Rashi is Ella Cohen. Ella Cohen is the beginning line. The third word is Manasseh. Yeah, everyone's got it? Yeah. It's Dibura. You got Tosis Dibura? Yeah, just go follow it over to Rashi, and the slightly down is Manasseh. Yeah, Rashi. Beginning lines, Elokon. Everyone's got this. Okay, so nothing. So Manasseh, here's Rashi explaining Manasseh. So Nisach Yain Chaveh, you actually made it Avodah Zorah, the Osubah Noah, the wine of your friends. The Osubah Noah. And it works to make an Osubah Noah. How can it work to make an Osubah Noah? How can you make somebody's item osav hanah? Now, what does that mean? Based on the Gemara's Chulin, it means we've got a rule. En Adam Oser Dover She'en Shalom. A person hasn't got the ability to make something Oser prohibited if it doesn't belong to him. That's the rule. So how can Reuven make Oser Shimon's wife for Avodah Zarah? How can you do that? So the answer is V'Avigdomaisa Begufa. He did an action. He did some sort of maisa to make it awesome. So that rule, Ein Adam Oser Dova She'en Shalom, is, but there's an exception to the rule. Ein Adam Oser Dova She'en Shalom, but through an action, you can make something awesome that doesn't want you. And here, by Manasseh, you made his wine into our Avodah Zarah wine awesome or not, because it involves you stirring and mixing, doing something physical, action, change to it, so now the Issa can land on it, even if it doesn't belong to you. That's how Rashi is explaining why it actually makes it awesome or not, what you did. Okay, so Rashi is bringing up this sugya in Chulin. So let us look at sugya in Chulin, and it will actually help us answer all those questions which you ask. If you look at number one, Amara Makemis, it says over there, Amar Rafuna, says Rafuna, Haista Behemoth Chaver Ruvutsa Lefnei Avodah Zarah. You have some of these animals. What's Ruvutsa mean? You know what Ruvutsa means? Yeah, what's Ruvutsa mean? Crouching. The animal is in its natural state of crouching before the Ozer. That's how it's sitting. It's crouching already in front of the pestle, in front of the eyes. Okay. But there's nothing wrong like that at that stage. What happens? It's Shimon's cow that's doing this. Comes along Ruvutsa. Kimon should shock at those similar thoughts. Reuven, he's not the owner of the cow. He actually shefts the animal, even if he only shefts one of the simonim, but he did it with kavana that it should be a hakrova to this idol, a takrovas to the Avodah Zarah, offering up this cow, which is not his, to Avodah Zarah, asura. It becomes awesome. It becomes awesome. Reuven has made this cow, which is not his, awesome. So Rashi explains, how did he do this? Which is basically the Gemara's question. How did he do this? It doesn't belong to him. How can you make something which is not yours, awesome? Which is basically what the question of the Gemara over there is. So Rashi explains, if you look at Rashi, it says, Ravutsa. Rashi says something very interesting. Lo meboya omedes, deshehagbia vebitsa kona. Not only, the Gemara is stressing it's a crouching. Why do you need crouching? How do you shef an animal? Has anyone gone to the slaughterhouse? How do you shef an animal? Do they shef animals while they're standing? No, you don't shef animals while standing. You can't check them. So what they do, they have to pick it up, turn it round, and shed it, turn it round. In countries, Jewish countries, they don't exactly allow that, and you have problems with Hilfer's feeding. Okay. So, the Rashi is saying, the Gemara is stressing it's already crouching, because if it would be standing in front of the idol, when Reuven came along and what he wants to shift it. So what does he need to do? He obeys Shabir, he would have to lift it up, Vihibita, make it crouch. Okay. Then as soon as he does that, even without shifting, what has he done? What has he done? Reuven's taken something which is not his, Shimon's cow, and he's picked it up. And turns it around. What has he done? What has he called at that stage? He's done an action of stealing. He's done a kinyan ganeva. He's acquired it to be a gunner.
Because if he does that, if he does a kinyan geneva, it's already standing, he has to pick it up before he even shuts it. Nasir shalom becomes his as a governor. That is obvious. That's poshut. Once it's yours, can you make it awesome? No. Once it's yours, of course you can make it awesome. That for sure is not a discussion. If it's already yours, you for sure can make it awesome. The whole point of this Gemara is to say you can make something awesome that's not yours. So of course we can't be talking about where it's already standing, because if it's already standing, if the animal is standing, of course you can make it awesome, because then, but before you even shed it, it's already yours. It's already yours before you shed it, of course you can make it awesome. Anyone wants to talk about a case where you make it awesome through shed it when it's not yours? So it has to be crouching or anything that you didn't have to pick it up. But I'm doing the corner, also my son. I was talking about a case where it's crouching already. Well, all you have to do is shaft it. So therefore you haven't picked it up. It's not yours. And still you made it awesome. And that's what the law was to say. Even though it's not yours, you can make it awesome. That's what the law. Therefore, to talk about such law, it has to be a case where you don't need to become yours. You don't need to pick it up. It's that everything's prepared. All you do is shaft. That's why you need to do it. What's your name again for the first name? Harry. As soon as you do, like, as soon as you do a kinyan, what's kinyan? We have different kinyans. Here we're talking about matat, so they're the animals. So kinyan by an animal is a kinyan. Harbar, for sure, picking up. What do you mean? I don't know if, even if he says, I want to take it away from somebody, but not to kona it, he automatically is kona it to be a gunner. You don't have to have someone to be a gunner. Huh? Why? What kinyan is shafting? Shafting is not kinyan. What kinyan is shafting? What kinyan? Strange, fine, but kinyanin, what's kinyanin? Kinyanim is regular rules of kinyanim. We're talking about Tausin, it's either Habara, Mashicha, Mesira, that's what we're talking about when we're talking about animals, yeah? There's no such thing as a kinyan shafting. You have to do a kinyan. Yeah? Shafting itself is not kinyan. What's shafting? It's an action of damages. You'll damage somebody's item. You're not killing something. I'm not sure So what do we conclude from Rashi and that Gemara in there? We conclude there are two separate tracks to make something awesome if it doesn't belong to you. Reuven says, this cow in front of me, Shimon, is not mine, it belongs to Shimon's cat, this cat. Reuven says, my plan is to make Shimon's cow awesome. He can do it in one or two ways. He can be successful in his plan to make Shimon's cow awesome in one or two ways. Either he can make it his first, and then obviously he can make it awesome. How does he make it his? Even without consent. Even by stealing it, it becomes his. And then he can make it awesome. And then he's successful in his mission. Or he says, no, I don't become a gunner. And even though I don't become a gunner, it remains yours. I can still make it awesome. Through the other track, of making also domestic in the show, and if they might sir, as they are, even though it's not mine, I can still make it also as long as you and my sir to make an action, as some sort of physical action that does it, and street is definitely a physical action on these shots. Those are the two possible tracks of being successful or making something also which is not yours. So, if we now go to back to our Rashi and Dafkei on another, you can either look in on the page. What track did Rashi choose? Which track? Those two, you've got two options. How to make it awesome. Which track did Rashi choose? I read the Rashi again. Rashi chose a track. Which track did he use? Becoming a Ganef track or not? Even though it's not his. Rashi said. He made awesome. How did he make it? He's got two ways of making it. Which way did you use? Hoyle for Ovid Bo Lights for Gufa Tiyai. Because he, how did he be successful with his mission to make something awesome, which is not his? He did he did a physical change action to make it awesome. So which track is he using? Using the Ganav track? Or using the, I don't know, even it's not mine, I'm going to make it awesome for a Meister. Which one is he doing? Can he say Meister? He's saying, it's not mine, it's not going to be mine. It's not mine before I do the mission. Before I make an osna, I'm going to still be able to make an osna even though it's not mine. How? Because I'm doing a maisa to make an osna. That's the track he's using. Okay. So he's chosen one of the two tracks. So now we're going to have a bigger question, which in itself is really an answer to all our questions. If you look at Marabokan number 3 on your paper, Rashi seems to say in different places different things. Look at number 3 off. Rashi in Chulin says the following. Hamanasek. It's all talking about Nisach of there. He says, Yain Shech of Be'el of Yitzchon. He made his wine into Abedus on wine. How? How do you do it? Meshah de Igbar Amanas le Ashra. From the time that you picked it up, you picked up the wine in order to make it Asher. Mechayv le Shulay, now you're chayv to pay. And you're not going to be chayv Nisa because it's a, why? Because it's already, why are you chayv to pay? You stole it. And you're not yet chayv Nisa until you do Avodah Zarah. So it's not yet chayv Nisa. All he's done is picked up the wine with intention to do Avodah, which is chayv Nisa. This is not yet done it. So therefore, as soon as he picks up, he's become a ganav, and he has to pay. Because he's a ganav, that's why he has to pay. And he's not chayv misa yet. He's not chayv misa until he actually mixes it and stirs it to Avodah Zarah. So therefore, you can be chayv misa and pay because it didn't happen at the same time. So Rashi's explaining over here that what did he do? He actually picked it up. Yes? What's picking it up? A ganav. Okay. No, we're saying the whole sugya by us is saying Rashi is stressing we're not talking about mixing, and we're only talking about making it yain nesach, and we want to know why he's not talking about mixing, and now we're describing what Rashi is talking about making it yain nesach. Why does it work? Because either becomes his. And then you can make it also, or even if he doesn't become his, he can make it also through an action. So Rashi explains in Chulin, how did he actually make it also? Because he picked it up and became a ganav before he actually made it into Yain Nesach, and therefore there's no problem with Kim later on there because he's already a ganav. So therefore, according to Rashi, our case of Yain Nesach, in the way Rashi says in Chulin, have you got two options? Have you got two options? Remember, what are the two options on the table? Two of the subjects we're talking about. The options to make it. The ability to make somebody's wine master. How do you do it? What are the two ways? What are the two separate ways? Either you make yourself yours. How do you make yourself yours? By being an Adam. And that takes place before the Nisan. The second way of making an osa, what's the second way option of making an osa? For not picking up, not becoming a ganav, but still making osa, just still mixing it, and it's through an action that's also a way. Okay. So what does Rashi and Chulin say you have to be talking about? Which of those two ways do you have to be talking about? T to avoid the problem of kinle the rabne, avoid the problem of being chayvis and therefore not chayv to pay. In order to be chayv to pay, you have to be not chayv mis. So what do you have to do in order that you're chayv to pay and still chayv mis? How can you, what's the method you have to choose? First, you have to steal. Because if you don't steal, and you just mix it to avodah zarah, then your chayv misa and damages take place at the same time, and you're not going to be chayv to pay. So if you want him to pay, he has to be chayv to pay because it took place, the damage, before you mix it. How can it take place before? You have to make yourself into a gunner. So therefore, because we're talking about misa, which is an issa, the isa, and chayv misa, to make something awesome, and to be hard to pay, which is what our study is all about, you've got only one option out of those two tracks. Which option is it? To be successful and still hard to pay? To become God. Okay? Okay. So these two options of being successful to make something awesome is not available when you're talking about Yai Nesach. Because in order to be hard to pay, which is also good, you have to make sure that you are damaging before you chayv misa, which means you have to do geneva first. Okay, so the only way is to talk about geneva first. Okay. So does it, now we've got a bit of a stira from our Gemara in Daf Hei, because Daf Hei says, why the osa? Did he say, why is also because you become a ganef, or do you also because you did a maisa? Why did, what did Rashi by us in Daf A say? Maisa. How does that fit? Rashi in Chorin said to us, you got no way of saying you need to pay unless you become a ganef. Because if you don't become a ganef, there's kunna rabne, which means you only have maisa. But Rashi by us says, you're talking about the Ayinetz, where you made an Osa Ayinetz Maisa. So, Stephen. Okay. That is Stephen. You need to answer. So, if you go back to number three, I'm going to read three Aleph again and three Beis. It's very important to read them one after the other. Because my next question is, do you notice that there any difference to what Rashi says in Aleph, which is in Chulin, and what Rashi says in Gittin? I'm going to read, it's talking about the same subject, being Nisach. But then, is there any difference in how he describes what's happening? I'll read one after the other. Chulin, he says, Hamanasach Yain Shechabe Avodah Zarah. He makes it Avodah Zarah, whoever makes Shimon's wine Avodah Zarah. Why? Because Meshasi Higba Almanas La Osra, because when he picked it up with a mind to make Osra, Machar Meshalumi, as soon as he picks it up with such a kavona, he's chayv to pay because he's made himself into a ganef. Machar Nasha Lo Avi Ashasa, and he's not yet chayv misa until he actually does the nisus. That's Rashi in Chulin. Rashi in Gittin says this. On the Gemara says, Manasa Kamei Rabbe. How can you say you're chayv to pay? Yeah, if you do nisr, you're chayv misa, and that should stop you paying. So, who came to Rabbi Yirmiyah? We answer well, right, Rabbi Yirmiyah? Dom Rabbi Yirmiyah, Meshach HaBahu Tekonim. No, you're chayv to pay because you were already chayv to pay when you picked it up and became a ganef. And you didn't chayv misa until you actually did the nisr, which is okay. What does Rashi say over there? Avbei, pick it up. Almanas legozvo, with intention to steal. Do you see any subtle nuanced difference between Rashi describing the gezel, which is taking place in Chodin, that means you have to pay, and the gezel, which is taking place in Gittin, which makes both Rashi in Chodin and Gittin are saying, you are a goddess. You're a ganef. And you have to be a ganef in order that you have to pay, because if it's not garnet, you're not going to have to pay, because the chiyuv visa comes together, the payment is before the chiyuv visa, means you have to be a garnet. Both of them, Rashi agrees that. But there's a subtle nuance difference in describing what the gezel was. Can anyone speak out? Anyone speak out? What's the difference in nuance between becoming a ganav of chulin and becoming a ganav of gezel? Yes, Mr. Bloch.
Very good.
So Rashi in two places says, everyone agrees to what's happened. You're ganav. Before the Issah Vodazor happened, you're already ganav. But Rashi's saying, you had, in one place, you had a different kavona than in the other place. In Chulin, you came a ganav because you picked it up with intention to make it awesome. Whereas Rashi in Gittin says, you picked it up with intention to steal it. Now, you understand there's a big difference of what he wants to happen. The guy, Reuben in Chulim, what does he want to do with that wine he picks up? What does he want to do with the wine? Reuben, see Shimon wine over there? He takes it. He picks it up. Kinyan Gezel. But why? Why is he picking up? Why did he pick it up?
He wants to carry Shimon.
That's it. Does he want to take it for himself at all?
No.
No, he doesn't want to take it for himself. He just wants to pick it up to make it awesome. Why? What does Rashi in Gittin want to do? What does Reuven in Gittin want to do? He sees wine over there. What does he want to do? Why is he picking up? What he wants to take the wine for himself to use. Okay. Right, so why did Rashi explain, at the end of the day, he's a gunner, so what I care if he picks it up to make an osa, or maybe make, what's the last thing in there? If he picks it up to plan to make an osa, pick it up, because he wants to use it for himself. What's the difference? What's the difference? Is there any difference? Right, so Yain Nesach, yes. Yain Nesach, when he picks up to intend to do tomorrow Yain Nesach, there's no Issa Vodazor yet until he actually does it. It's clear, because he's not yet Chayv Issa, because that's just picking up. He's a Kaddish. So, answer this, and therefore answer all our questions. We're going to see inside a chiddush from Rav Chaim Soloveitchik Chassa. And it's explained by Rav Nochum. Let's see inside. He says there's a fundamental difference if you pick it up to make something awesome, if you pick up somebody else's item up in order to take hold of it. What's the difference? Let's read it inside. Chiyuv the gazel. Havirak kashagoza niskafen la'akif et achifetz la'atzim. A ganav, by definition, is not only to take somebody's item away without his consent, but to take it away without his consent for your personal use. For you to use it. I want to take his item away without his consent in order that I should now be the one who uses it. That's gezel. So goes our masabeh, but if you take somebody's item away without consent, but in order not for you to use, in order that you should be able to make it damage, to damage it, chosif gezel, it's because you are considered a gezel, but if you don't yet become a gazlan by just picking it up, you only become a gazlan when you actually damage it at that stage. So he's saying, definition of a ger dasan is two parts. Up to now we all understood from our previous shiur, a dasan is only when you take someone's item out of his possession against his will. That's what we understood up to now. We now added a condition of dasan. You have to also take that item with intent for you yourself to use. Okay? And you don't have that second part, you're also not a gazan. So if you pick it up with a ready kavanah, I'm picking this up with a double kavanah, him no longer having it, and for me to use it, you're ready gazan at that stage. But if you pick it up with intent not to use, with intent to make it awesome, you only become a gazan when you actually make it awesome, because that finishes off the gazela. It's one process. One long process that you pick it up, you've now taken it away from him, but yet you haven't done the other condition of becoming your use until you actually damage it at that stage. So what Mats is asking, is when do you become a gazlan in the case where you pick it up, not for you, but in case to make it, what stage you become a gazlan? What stage? When do you become a gazan? You pick it up, not for me to use, pick it up for me to be able to mazik it. So when do you actually become a gazan? At what stage? When you actually mazik it. So now Mati is saying, what have we gained? The whole question of the Gemara was, you have to be hived to pay money because you're gazan before you do avodah zarah. You have to be hired to pay it, meaning you are gunner before you do our bilazar. If you're picking it up in order to damage it, and you only become a gunner when you damage it, so when are you damaging it with the wine? What stage are you damaging it? When you do the actual? When you do what you're doing, what stage are you damaging? When you actually mix it to avodah zarah. So now it's happening at the same time, which is what we want to avoid. It's Kim Laser Avner. Yeah, but when do you hide money? When are you becoming a gazlan? Very good. You chayv misa when you do the nisa. But when do you chayv money? When you come a gazan? When are you coming a gazan? If you pick up in order to steal, you're ready a gazan the next day. But if you're picking up to damage, you only become a gazan when you actually damage, which is at the time of nisa. Then you're gazan and chayv misa at the same time, you should be paid. On that, Rav Nochum adds the sickle knetch to answer that up. There's a difference. There's a difference between stealing in order to damage and stealing in order to take. A gadif who just wants to pick it up to use it, he's already a gadif when he picks it up. But if you steal it in order to damage it, not to use it, lo. Now here's the key word. Lo nishlamu ha-gezela. The gezela doesn't get completed. The etzem halakicha with the actual picking up. Ela behezit shachmatati only gets completed when you actually damage it. Now, what does that mean? That means when you do damage it, what do we say? When did you become a gunner? When, at the time of damaging it?
No.
We say, more than that, we say when you do damage it, that means retrospectively, you became a gunner when you already picked it up. You're picking up, take it away from him, rather than in order to damage. So it doesn't actually fulfill the condition of Gezel because you haven't taken it for yourself. When do you actually fulfill that condition? When you're damaged. But when you do fulfill that condition, retrospectively, you're already a gunner when you picked it up, when you did the Maisa HaMot. So therefore, at the end of the day, you're already a Gadus, retrospectively, before the Yayin became also Pesach, before you did the action of Issus d'oraisa of Chayav Misa, and therefore you have no problem keeping the Rabbah. No difference.
Okay.
No. Therefore, big difference. There's two ways to become a Gadus. You can become a Gadus miyad, immediately, or you have to wait to see what happens. And then look at that, you have to wait, there's a big difference. Okay. Now, we've got 2 minutes left to use this to answer all our questions. How do we answer all our questions? So Rashi, in Daf Hey, when he says, that it's Osna Bahanov, because he did a Meister Begufa, what does Rashi mean to say? That he did he made the osa, the wine, because he did an action in it. Does he mean to say you're not a gunner if you just mixed it? Or does he really mean something else? You said there's 2 tracks to make something osa, that's not yours. I've become a gunner. Well, you're not a gunner. And you just made your osa for an action. So we thought Rashi meant you made a osa. You made the, you're not a gunner. You made the osa for an action. You said, how can that be? There's a problem of cumulative to that. So, you have to become a Gadus. So what does Rashi therefore really mean? He doesn't mean that you're using the methods of not being a Gadus and just making an answer. That's what Rashi means. Rashi means that you are a Gadus. But there's 2 ways to become a Gadus. A Gadus, because you pick it up, I want to keep it for myself. Or Ghana, because I'm picking up in order to damage it. Rashi is saying the type of Ghana we're talking about is a Ghana with intention to make it awesome. That's the method of Geneva. So therefore, fine, you're definitely using the method of Geneva, and you definitely hive money before you be a hive Easter, but the way you hive a Ghana is the long track Ghana. So you're picking up in order to make off there, and then the retrospective you come down. That's what Rashi means in Dhamma. Bela, once you know that's the type of Ganav we're talking about, we can answer all our questions. Rashi is saying that Rav and Shmuel, you know, these 2 opinions of Manasseh, yeah, what he says. You can either steal it, yes, or you can either mix it to avodah zarah, or mix it. Mix it, not make it avodah zarah. Mix it. That was the 2 options. Rashi chose one. We don't know. Well, why did you choose only one? So Rashi answered, because I can't choose the method of mixing. I can't choose the method of mixing. I have to choose the method. I can't talk mixing bad with good. I can't choose that method. I have to choose the method of him actually damaging it by making avodah zarah. Why did Rashi choose that? Rashi says, because the other method is not going to make you chayav. The other methods are mixed, are not going to make you chayav to pay for damages. Mixing bad and good will not make you chayav to pay damages. Rashi said, why? We had a problem with that. By chumma, it does make you chayav. So mixing chumma to chumma is called damage. So why is this not called damage when you put bad into good? Now the answer is very good. Why is the answer very good? Because Rashi is telling us that in order to be high damages, actually pay money out of your pocket, you have to make sure you're a ganef before you do the issa, the raisa of avodah zarah and be high mis. Has to be, otherwise the commentators are up there. So they have to be talking about a geneva situation. Geneva situation, what type of geneva? A geneva when you're picking it up in order to damage. If I pick up this wine with intention to mix somebody else's yain nesif into it, is that called damaging it? Is that called damaging it? Is that, no, when I'm picking it up, I got it at home, a yain nesif. I come to your wine, good wine. I pick it up with intention that when I get home, I'm going to put yain nesif in it. Is that at this stage called picking up of stealing with the track of damaging? Is it called it? Retroactive. Well, how can you make it retroactive? Meister what? To what? Do I ever do a Meister to this one? Do I ever do an action to this one? No. So therefore you never stole it. To be a Yaibat, to be a gather from this one, yeah, take it and say, I take it for myself, which I'm not talking about. Or you're taking it to damage it. I'm picking up, this action of picking is a way, in order to damage. The picking up is a chelik of the damage, it's part of the damage. Can the picking up be a part of the damage when the damage that you're intended to do is not to convert it into yain nesach, but the damage you intend to do is put some bad stuff into it? Can the picking up be a chelik of that damage? It can't be the picking up the damage because it's a different item that damages it, not a part of the damage. In order to be geneva, the picking up has to be, the picking up is a chelik, a part of the process of damaging. This is not part of the process of damaging. I'm going to mix somebody else's yain nesach. The only is I'm going to make it itself yain nesach. This is how I make a yain nesach. I pick it up, and then I shake it around, and then the whole picking up process was a process of picking up to damage, and picking itself was a chelik of damage. But you pick it up in order to just take it home and put something else in it, then the picking up was never a part of the damage. So in order that your picking up should be geneva, it has to be that you're going to actually not pour stuff into it, but you're going to actually make it itself in terms of the sun. That's why Rashi chose that. Shabbos will speak out more in our Chazon.
What about Shmuel?